Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
There's a guy hit the deep right field. That ball is going. Blowing it in. Gone. He drives the authority. Now I don't believe it.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Yo, what up, Yankee fans? And welcome to the Bullpen Betty Show. It's 2015 and the captain's gone. But he's left us in the hands of, wait, who? Oh, man. A-Rod's back. And he's leading the new-look Yanks to the top of the American League East. So stick around as we kill some time between New York Ranger games and catch you up on all the latest in life after Jeter. Because she's Betty, I'm Gigo, and this is Season 3 of the Bullpen Betty Show.
Everybody, welcome back to the Bullpen Betty Show, and I have everybody's favorite sidekick, although that doesn't sound nice, Gigo.
What's going on? It's Season 3, Episode 1.
I know. Did you ever think we'd make it this far?
I didn't think we'd get past Episode 1, Season 1.
Well, you know, the way this season started, I didn't know if I was going to be motivated to do this, but the way things have been going, I'm re-energized.
Yeah, they're better than I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that after I bore everybody with everything else that's been going on.
So, did you tell these nice people where we are?
Well, I'm sitting at the slot machine in the Las Vegas airport with a cup of quarters on my knee while you play the video poker.
I'm trying to win back what I lost last night.
What, did you bet on that horrible fight?
Yeah, you know, I figured maybe Pacquiao, you know, but do it.
You bet on Pacquiao?
Yeah, well, I was hoping, you know, that was supposed to pay for my ticket to get into this Ranger game tomorrow night in D.C.
I actually wanted Mayweather to win, which happened.
Did you?
But the fight was boring, and I know I'm not allowed to say that as a woman, because he's like a wife beater or whatever, but I don't know that Pacquiao is a much like better politically speaking human being either, so what are you going to do?
He's a senator, he's a politician. Speaking of politicians, didn't you have an experience with a politician?
Well, it's true. So, you know, we always laugh that we never get an actual athlete on the show. We've had a lot of, like, musicians and rock star types. But I spent the day with Bill Bradley, that I know you know who he is.
Dollar Bill, yo.
Dollar Bill, for sure. And I doubt most of our younger listeners probably have a clue who that is.
He's former New York Knick. During the championship years,
and
former U.S. Senator, state of New Jersey.
Yes, and as far as basketball goes, when he played, it was the only time that Princeton won the NCAA.
Oh, really? There you go.
And it's because he was on the team.
And you know him how?
Well, Bullpen Betty knows him one way, but then this other person that Bullpen Betty is very close to used to work for him.
Oh, okay.
And there was a little reunion yesterday. At Princeton, in fact. In Princeton, I should say.
Yesterday. But he's not coming on the show today.
No, he's not making the show today.
So our record stays. Still no athletes on the Bullpen.
Still no
show.
Professional athletes.
Now that's a streak. All right. Good to see you. Haven't seen you since in a while. You were last time we spoke, I think you were down in spring training.
Yes, I did. Oh, right. I went to spring training. I went to see the Yankees play the Mets, and the Mets creamed the Yankees. But never fear, because when it counted, Gigo, the Yankees creamed the Mets.
You know, it's funny, because the Yankees are doing pretty good right now, right? And when the season started, everybody was like, the Yankees are going to be horrible, and the Mets are the team to watch. Or a team to beat, they're going to own New York. If the Yankees win tonight, they will have the exact same record as the New York Mets.
You are correct, sir.
And we'll have won the last five series. I mean, we're playing really good ball.
Actually, you want to know something? You're almost correct, except that the Mets lost again today.
Right. So I think they're at 16-10, right?
Right. And if the Yankees win, they will be at 16-9.
Oh, 16-9, right.
Yeah,
right,
so
right,
we'll have a better record.
We'll have a better record, you're right.
So the other interesting point of that is...
I think they've lost six of their last nine, I think, the Mets.
They are 3-7 for the last 10.
Right.
And the Yankees are 8-2.
Right, so...
Well, you said it. You said it to me when I said, oh, no, look at the Mets. You said, don't worry, They always start out strong in April, and then they're losers, and they lose.
I mean, granted, David Wright is out. You know, they've got a few.
Right.
Their offense.
I mean, Matt Harvey's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, but,
no,
you know,
no doubt.
But Curtis is still Curtis Granderson. You know, it's the strikeout machine. He's Adam Dunn without the threat, you know?
I don't know that I'm in love with Curtis Granderson anymore.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. I don't really have a replacement as far as love goes. But
I was, the season's young.
Yes.
You may not be, but the season is young.
And Chris is young. And he's and he's pretty good, so we'll see.
He is. Just like the rest of the team. He's a guy who I did not expect much from, really. And he's,
right.
You know, he's showed me. You know, the Yanks are, pitching has been decent. I mean, their bullpen has been outstanding.
Right. Well, between, I mean, Miller
and Betances.
And Betances, you know, that's what I wrote down on my notes to remember to talk about.
I mean, Betances started out kind of slow. I think that's why Miller got the closing spot right away. I mean, most people came into the season thinking Betances would be the new closer after Mo left, or after Robertson.
Right.
And, but, you know, Betances was a little off. He didn't have a good spring, you know, in the beginning of the season. His control wasn't great. So Miller, you know, had the opportunity and ran with it.
Yeah,
you know,
and he did.
And he hasn't blown a save yet. And meanwhile, now Betances is his lights out.
You know, he's coming on strong.
He had 26 outs in a row at one point.
Wow.
And then he when they broke it, it wasn't even a hit. It was a walk.
Oh, wow.
You know, so he had like a, almost like, perfect, you know, went out from a perfect game. So
So
the bullpen is doing great. The starting pitching. Well, first off, we got Tanaka's out for a month, right? He got hurt.
Well, so that was the other thing. So I went to, I only went to one Yankee game so far this year, but I went on Tanaka bobblehead night. And I found it quite interesting before the game.
Did you get a bobblehead? Did you get there early enough to get the bobblehead?
I got two bobbleheads.
Wow, check that out.
Los Dos bobbleheads. And they don't really bobble that much. I put a video on YouTube. They don't really, it just barely bobbles. But anyway, yes, I have one for use and one I've put away for when it's worth, you know, $25 in a few years.
Right.
But I found it very interesting that day that they were like, oh yeah, Tanaka's just, he's not pitching today. And I was like, wait a minute. It's the guy's bobblehead night and he's not pitching? Well, then we all learned what had happened.
He wasn't going to pitch that game anyway.
But that doesn't make sense to me.
Give him an extra day of rest.
Well, but it was his bobblehead day.
Yeah. You know, they're trying to say.
I thought they were marketing animals, the Yankees. That, to me, really, they fell short. And you know what? They should hire me, probably. But go on.
All right. I want to talk about the Yankees marketing in a bit, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
But anyway, our pitching, Tanaka's out. But even with him out, even with our number one out, like I said, we've won five series. We're in first place in the American League East. You know, Pineda's been great.
Yep.
Eovaldi has shown glimpses of, you know, he's got stuff. He's got, you know, pitches.
Yep.
It's just a matter of consistency. Adam Warren, you know, has been solid, you know.
He's pitching tonight.
Right. You know, but he's been solid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
CeCe, you know, it's like he had bad innings.
Yeah.
Still, you know, gets plagued with the bad inning.
He had a good game, even though we didn't win, against Detroit. That was his best game.
Yeah. Well, even the Friday night against Boston, he only gave up two runs. You know, it wasn't, you know, stellar. He gave up hits, he walked, but, you know, he kept it at two runs. You know, we ended up winning that game.
Yeah.
And
but
why
did
we win it?
Win.
Why did we win it? The best part. An A-Rod 660 home run.
Well, of course, we have to talk about A-Rod.
Yes. So, so the pitching has been great. Decent. You know, starting pitching has been decent. Our bullpen's been lights out. You know, and our offense.
It's getting better.
The offense is just the offense that we were promised last year, right?
Yeah.
All these guys who are actually hitting. You know, Texas.
Tex.
Average is low, but he's hitting for power.
Right.
You know, the extra.
They're hitting
hits.
When it matters, it seems.
Right.
Because nobody has a really high average. What is, maybe Ellsbury have the highest? Nobody's got some, like, booming average.
But
there's no Adam Jones on the team.
Right, but there's contributions up and down the lineup, which is great.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for Beltran.
Well, that's right. So that's where Chris Young needs to, like, step the hell in, because Beltran is just a mess.
You know, Beltran, and of course, A-Rod's leading the way. You know, he started out the season, you know, but his 1 year off, he didn't know what he was going to be able to give up, what he was going to be able to.
39 years old?
You know, 40, like.
July.
Coming up soon, right? Yeah, coming up soon.
July 27th.
And he, you know, came in, lights out, right? Hitting everything. He was, you know, and hitting homers and hitting his 660th, which...
In Boston.
Which is great. If it's not going to happen at
it
Yankee Stadium...
It was a line
stadium,
drive, too.
Right. If it's not going to do it at Yankee Stadium, what better place to do it than...
Right.
You know, and it's bringing me up to that marketing thing. How the Yankees now are...
Right.
I think they're being dicks, to be honest with you.
Right.
Not giving it to him $6 million.
It's
like they're not even that they're not giving it to him. Okay, you don't want to give it to him. That's some legal stuff you can do.
Right.
But they're acting like it does, like it's not even happening. They don't mention it. They don't. You know, it's like every day before a game, they give all the reporters the milestones that have come up. Didi Gregorius is about to play in his 200th game. So and so with one more hit will pass, be 38th on the all time. They're totally ignoring.
Not even mentioning it.
They're not even mentioning it. It's like, come on. Everyone knows it's happening. You know.
Yes.
It's like
so here's the thing.
Sticking your hand, like your fingers in your ear. La, 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 you don't want to hear la. It. Right?
So here's the thing. Two things. One is, in this, thank goodness we have all the social media, because
right.
everybody else is talking about how he's hit 660. But the other thing
even
is...
Even Willie Mays congratulated.
Right, right. The other thing is, it's sort of not fair to the fans. Like, the Yankee organization is sort of being dicks to the fans.
Right.
We want to celebrate... this milestone that a Yankee has, you know,
we haven't had anything
Babe
to celebrate in a while. Give us
right.
whatever we can get, we'll take. You know,
so
I mean, their claim, what I said about the marketing is, their claim is they don't want to pay it because originally it was meant because they'd be able to market it, you know, and they would sell more seats and this and that.
Right.
You know, and it's now because of all the steroids, it doesn't mean anything anymore. So
So
we won't make money on it. So we won't pay him. It's like
if they don't think they're selling seats because A-Rod is playing, they're lying.
Right. Exactly.
That's half the reason why anybody goes.
Exactly. You know, whether here or on the road. You know, especially on the road.
Especially on the road, so they can boo him and then see
right.
what he does.
Right.
He's like the Howard Stern of baseball.
But you see, it just seems so petty what they're doing. You know, it's like
yeah.
and everyone's calling on him, and they're still like, well, you know.
Yeah, they're like being the like stubborn like grandpa or something like that a little bit. I agree, but you know the joke is on them because he doesn't seem to give a flying F. You know what I mean?
And I think it's weird. I think he, in a way, he's become the leader of this team.
Yes, do you see know? Him out
he's,
there like
he's the wise old guy out there. He's been, you know, he's like the elder statesman now.
Well, and did you see him?
And
in
he's
the
good
New
at that.
York,
you know?
Did you see him in the New York Daily News with Hannah Davis the other day?
Oh, really?
So the Daily News is like, you know, A-Rod runs into Hannah Davis at some charity event, and Derek Jeter was not attending that night. So they're like, you know, of course, like trying to be like, is A-Rod stealing Jeter's girlfriend? And so that's just kind of funny. But I looked at pictures of, you know, A-Rod with her, and I looked at a picture of Jeter with her, and frankly, you know, A-Rod's a better looking dude. So we'll see what she does.
Yeah, so A-Rod's leading the way, and his team is good. It's fun to watch. You know, they're American League East isn't what.
No, it's a,
right?
it's ridiculous. We have to see who's got the props.
I mean,
huh?
Boston spent all the money in the offseason. They built this amazing offense, which hasn't come through yet. You know, it's been kind of sputtering, and they're hitting. It. That would mean they're pitching. It seems to be a problem. Right? They're starting pitching. So Boston has these issues. Baltimore, same thing. You know.
Yeah, well, I mean, Baltimore should be way better.
Right, they lost. I mean, they lost Andrew Miller, the guy, our closer, who's been great. You know,
yeah,
we
but
got
they've got
them.
Adam Jones, my nemesis.
Right? And right, well, he's great, but they lost, you know, what's his name? Nelson Cruz.
Oh.
Right, went to Seattle, you know, so. They
well,
have
Seattle's not doing crap either, really.
Right. And,
they're at 400, and I've heard nothing about Cano. Have you?
No, not yet. Not really. But who else? Toronto, you know?
Yeah, they go up and down.
They go up and down. So I mean,
they're
so the
last.
East is no powerhouse. So, you know, but, you know, the Yanks are in first place, and it's better to look down than to have to look up, right?
Yes.
I'll take it, you know?
So here's my question to you about the American League just in general, and I don't have an answer. Maybe you do. What in the world is going on with the Houston Astros?
They're hitting, huh?
They've got the best record in the AL.
They've got their pitcher. What's his name? Hushel? Danny, I don't know. He's on my fantasy team. He's killing it.
Wow. I don't
and
know
I got,
anything
And their
about
second
base,
Altuve, is just, yeah, he's killing it.
I mean, the Houston Astros? Like,
yeah.
What?
Well, they've been bad for so long that they've had really good picks. You know, they've picked number one, number two. It's interesting. I mean, it's too early, really, to say anything, right? We're only, what, a month into the season?
I know, but Houston's won 10 in a row they've won.
Yeah. we'll see.
But so did the Mets.
Right. The Mets came from, yeah, I had 11 in a row in the last one. Now they've lost 16.
And then they played the New York Yankees and it was all
right,
over.
Right. That was just so sweet. If we had lost that series, I wouldn't have cared as long as we ended that stupid streak. You know?
Yes. Yes. But we keep winning series and that's what we always say, right? Win the series.
So I think if we win tonight, it'll be 5 series in a row or 6 series in a row.
Even if we don't win tonight, right?
We won the series. So
right, we won the series already.
But if we win tonight, it'll be the first time we swept a 3-game series in Boston since 2001, I believe.
Wow.
Although they swept a weird 5-game series in 2006 because there was like a makeup doubleheader and all kinds of other things. But they're good. They're exciting, you know, I think. So, I mean, it all depends, right, if these guys can stay healthy. You know, Tex has a history of getting hurt, you know. All these guys are a little bit older, but if they can stay healthy, that's a big question. If they can stay healthy, we've got a decent shot, you know, in the East anyway.
Exactly, in the East.
You know, but even still, Detroit was supposed to be a great team.
Well,
right?
Detroit's hasn't been a problem for us for a couple
right.
of years.
We took care of Detroit. I mean,
Detroit.
The Mets were on their streak, and we took care of them. Tampa Bay got this great pitching. They were, you know, we had to fight them for first place. We took care of them 2 series in a row.
Yeah.
You know, so. Playing good teams and we've been beating good teams. So
right. This isn't, you know,
right.
We're not right. playing Texas or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of Texas, see they got Josh Hamilton.
Yeah, they're getting Hamilton now, right? So how did they work that deal after he got in trouble in California?
Well, California's still paying, I think, almost like his entire salary. They're like, just get him off our hands.
Get him out of here?
Get him out of here. He was, you know, 2 years there, he was horrible. Relapsed, you know, the whole deal. So they sent him back
to
Texas.
Poor son of a bitch.
But, yeah, I mean, there's no... I mean, like I said, it's early in the season. Who knows who's going to come out of this. But it's going to be all right. You know, I'm hopeful. It could be a fun season.
I just got 3 cherries on the slot machine here. I got the big jackpot. You know what? You know how much it is? The big jackpot on the airport? It was $40.
I'll take it.
I'm going to go buy a...
I hate a $50... Actually, in the same airport. Man, it was a while ago when I was still in school. I remember hitting a $50 jackpot in the airport.
In the airport?
Sweet!
$50, that was a lot.
Oh, hell yeah! That was good, that was good.
I could live for a month off that back then.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Wow.
Oh, I have a question for you. What is the deal with that commercial that your brother's in?
Oh, did you see that? That's awesome.
What is that?
He told me about that when it happened, and that was, you know, maybe a year ago, I guess. He said he was walking down the street one day and there was this... He notices, he looks, and there's this stupid, like the green monster out in the middle of the street. Like they.
Where was it?
Somewhere Midtown or Chelsea. Somewhere in Chelsea, because he works in Chelsea.
Okay.
And he remembers walking by it and like saying, you know, bleep, 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 you know.
Right.
And once he walks past it, the people walk up to him and say, hey, by the way, we just filmed you to commercial. Will you sign, you know, sign the release? And like, oh.
And what is the brand?
I'm not even sure. What?
It was just a fake green monster in the street of New York, and people would like interact with it.
Well, it's a talking green monster, right?
The talking, right?
So they would talk to people as they walk by, and it's not. You know, I guess my brother cursed it out, so they put him in the commercial.
I think so. I watched the commercial, and like he was the best one because he was just like he was just disgusted that there was a green monster in New York City, and nobody else really. Did the same thing. He was like, you mother ever, oh my god, that's great. The joke, of course, is we don't even know what product it's for or whatever, but I'm so happy. That's great. He had no idea, right? He spontaneously cursed out the green monster.
Okay, let me play it right now.
Let's go Red Sox, let's go Red Sox. Turn around, look at me. Yeah, I'm here. I'm the green monster.
What are you doing here in New York?
Driving people crazy.
You're in the wrong city, buddy.
# I don't care.
New York, Boston. I don't know how they put
that was great.
So that being said, why don't you time we start getting out of here? See if I can
our flight taking off
I'll
soon.
I want to find see if I can hit one of those jackpots myself. I want to go see this Ranger game. But so in the meantime,
the never-ending hockey playoffs.
Exactly. At least we're in the playoffs. Where can these people reach us in the meantime?
Well, we can be reached at Podomatic, which is where we keep all of our podcasts. You can find Bullpen Betty on Facebook. You can find her on Twitter. And if you go to bullpenbetty.com, you can, you
find
know,
all of them.
Press a button to them. I'm also on Instagram as Bullpen Betty, and I got picked up one of my cheesecake shots. Got picked up by a bigger, like, Yankee page today.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's at New York Yankees _ fans. And if you, like, tag your pictures to that, they, you know, often will put you on. So I, they did, and I have 95 likes.
We're going national.
Do you know who Corey Eldridge is? Does that ring a bell? I guess he used to be a, he's sort of like gone to majors, back to minors a lot in different teams. I'm just asking because he is following Bullpen Betty on Twitter as of a couple days ago. And gee, not like we have millions of followers, so it's an important one. And this winter, if you remember, I was in the New York City Fulton Street subway stop.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, not that, you know. It's funny, I ran into a friend of mine when I went to see Bill Bradley, and we were talking about it, and he thought I had Photoshopped that. I was like, no, man, I was really in the subway. People need their Bullpen Betty in the subway in the winter when there's no baseballs to be had.
Right.
So that's all of our promotional outlets.
Cool. But now it's time for, you said you've got our walk-off song.
Well, I do. And I think it's based on what we were talking about, that the AL East is fairly mediocre. So Who's Got the Props? By Black Moon.
Who's got the props? Let's go. Yankees, I think.
That's right, baby.
Cool.
A-Rod.
A-Rod. You mean, say hey, Rod.
I stopped calling him Gay Rod. but I now call Beltron Smeltron, so.
All right, then. I will see you soon.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Put up, put up. Suckers wanna flow, but they got no show. So I'ma grab the mic, flip a strip, believe the stun. Both shots the one that gets the drop run. Mic check, I get paid to wreck your set. Get ready, get checked, cause I'm a threat to your fret. No host bar, incomplete move fakers. Best to wait the back and watch a girl, I might take her. If she's a crab, I'ma diss her then slide. If she try to rip, I got my Smith on my side. Word to God, here I come to make way. Rugged and raw, killing your set every day. Microphone check, 1, 2, here we go. And I'ma let you know got the flow, spitting my verbs like an automatic weapon. Suckers keep stepping, cause I'ma let you know. Operator like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Buckshot quick to play your nigga like Sega. Smooth trigger, happy snappy. Keep my hair nappy. When I swing a F, girls call me Big Pappy. I used to play a game called Ring Around a Rosie. But now I play the mic, that's why the whole world knows me. I'm sorta like a Chevy Heavy when I bump rush. You better bring your whole damn crew or get your head crushed, sucker. Cause I'ma set it off with one shot. One trigger, one nigga, dub head drop. Don't even try to play me out, core static. Buckshot shorty, me sounds like an automatic. My Fred's mad tight, cause I rocks the mic and keeps the crowd hype. Straight from bump rush, I crush and cause chaos, yo. And I'ma let you know. Buckshot shorty, son past the moon, keep a top on a 40. Never ever ever get played. Kill that, bust a mad cap in your back, cause I'm all that straight from Brooklyn, better known as Brooklyn. Ain't Luke the hookin', your whole beat's tookin'. Must take charge, ball guard, I'm the man. Bust my plan and feeds back on my fan. Must I cruise, pay dues, I never lose when I break on fools. Wake up, you don't snooze. Bust the move, I get smooth like Rody. Kickin' like the four horsemen, yeah, you know me. Boomin' like a speaker with my $100 sneakers. Baggy black jeans, knapsack, and my beeper. Keep a fresh cut, never see me with a busted fro. And I'ma let you know. Who got the power?
the whole